Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Grace Gospel of Jesus Christ. My name is Yvonne, and I will be your facilitator for however long Heavenly Father allows us to share. And as always, the Holy Spirit is our host. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. We are always so grateful every opportunity we get to just come into your presence and receive so many blessings, so many, many blessings, so much grace, so much love, so much mercy, so much of you in the name of Jesus that we just can't even describe. Our minds and our hearts can't put into words all that you are. And so with our puny little brains, we just say thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to your holy name. And thank you for this broadcast, that it continues to go and reach the masses all over the world with the Grace Gospel. Thank you for the messenger, Pastor Creflo Dollar, World Changers Church International, and all of that ministry. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the family of God that you have blessed us to be united in your will. Thank you. Thank you for tonight's message, The Needful Thing. And we have open minds, hearts, ears, eyes to receive and to do exactly what you want. Thank you for the privilege and honor it is to be your children. We are so blessed, Heavenly Father. I don't even think we can fathom how blessed we are. But Lord, I won't just keep babbling on and on and on. Just thank you for everything. Thank you for you, for Jesus, for your Holy Spirit, for your Holy Word, for the Grace Gospel. I could just go on and on and on. My heart is just filled with thanksgiving for you. Grateful, grateful, grateful. It's flowing from my heart. So have your way, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, well, once again, it is my pleasure to present to each and every one of you all over the world, our brother in Christ, Pastor Creflo Dollar. The title of this message is The Needful Thing, and it has a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I think. So we're going to start with this series today, and hopefully, Lord willing, we'll try it again tomorrow. All right, let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Creflo Dollar, and this is the Creflo Dollar Ministries podcast. I want to thank you for joining us today, and I sincerely hope this word encourages you, builds your faith, and above all else, helps you to understand grace and empowers you to change. Enjoy the message.
This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries. Coming up next on Changing Your World.
So let's say you're sick and you need healing. He says, go get you some word of God and some promises on healing. With his stripes you are healed. By his stripes you were healed. He says, now take that, put it in your mouth, put it in your eyes, put it in your ears, get it in your heart, that's the soil, and then take care of it like you would natural seed. Water it, spend time with it, keep the weeds out. And he says, if you'll do that, just like the apple seed will give birth to an apple tree, the word seed of healing will give birth to healing.
Get your daily dose of grace on the Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar. With the Changing Your World podcast, you have encouraging and life-changing wisdom at your fingertips 24/7. Gain a revelation of the fullness of God's grace from Creflo Dollar's powerful sermons. Tune in whenever you need to be edified, no matter where you are. Subscribe to Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
I want to begin in the scripture that we shared with you earlier in Matthew 24, verses 3 through 14 in the NLT. And then we're going to go to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. And then my text for today, Luke chapter 10, 38 through 42. Let's begin. Matthew 24, verse 3. He says, in verse 3, later Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives. His disciples came to him privately and said, tell us, when will all this happen? What sign will signal your return? And what sign will signal the end of the world? And Jesus told them, don't let anyone mislead you. For many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah. They will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and threats of wars, but don't panic. Yes, these things must take place, but the end won't follow immediately. So we've heard of wars. We've heard of threats of wars. He says nations will go to war against nations. That's happened. Kingdoms against kingdom, that's happened. There will be famines and earthquakes in many parts of the world, that's happened. But all this is only the first of the birth pains, with more to come. So we've experienced the first of the birth pains, but he says there's more to come. Then you will be arrested, persecuted, and killed. We have seen Christians arrested around the world. We've seen them persecuted. We have seen them killed. You will be hated all over the world because you are my followers. That's happened. And many will turn away from me and betray and hate each other. Wow. Hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and will deceive many people. Sin will be rampant everywhere. And the love of many will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world so that all nations will hear it, and then the end will come. The end will come when the gospel has been preached around the whole world. The end will come. The Bible warns us of all these things happening. Hate like you've never seen. And that's what racism is. Racism is a spirit of division magnified in hate. And we've got to understand that these things Jesus knew would come to pass. He prophesied that these things would come to pass. And he says, see that you be not troubled. There's about to be a greater move of God. In fact, you can take every move of God that's happened on the earth thus far, and what is about to happen is going to be greater than all of those put together. You're going to begin to see people come to the Lord Jesus Christ that you thought would never be saved. And it won't be because of the charisma of other people. It will be because the Holy Spirit supernaturally will begin to move on this planet, so that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And we are right at the corner of this thing. This thing's getting ready to break loose. And I don't know about you, but I want to make sure that I'm right slap dab in the middle of what God is getting ready to do. So you watch what I tell you. Satan is kind of going around like he's winning. I mean, you've got the pandemic going on. You got economic crisis going on. You got the spirit of division and racism going on. And I'm sure that Satan's just sitting back like, I got him. But I got to tell you, in the name of Jesus, the Bible says God sits in heaven and he laughs. Why? Because he knows that devil's end is right around the corner. So this is a spiritual battle that's going on. People are just trying to make it a carnal. It's a spiritual deal that's going on. And as Christian people, we're going to hit it at the root of it. And so we're going to look at the day. What do we need to be doing? See that you be not troubled. I mean, how is God going to say, see that you be not troubled in the midst of all this trouble? Some of you have been so stressed out. Some of you have just, man, this is just too much. Some of you are like, I just can't look at news anymore. It's just like the whole world's going crazy. And then in the middle of this, he says, see that you be not troubled. Now, let me show you something right quick in order for us to answer that question. Go to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. Let's look at the King James and then the New Living Translation. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 1 in the King James and then the New Living Translation. See that you be not troubled. He says in verse 1, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. So I'm going to talk to you about something you have heard, but you've drifted away from it. I'm going to talk to you about something that you know, but you kind of let it slip. You're not aware of it right now. This is the time where you have to be aware of it. And, you know, I'm not trying to condemn you for letting things slip. We all let things slip. But thank God, praise Jesus, we can pick up those things we let slip and make sure that we have the right thing at this right time. Look what he says in verse, let's look at the New Living Translation, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 in the New Living Translation. So we must listen very carefully to the truth we have heard, or we may drift away from it. We got to listen to what we have heard, or we may drift away from it. So, see that you be not troubled. This morning I want to talk to you about, and the title of my sermon is, the needful thing. What is the thing that we need right now in the midst of all that's going on? What is the needful thing that we have to have? Luke chapter 10, verse 38 through 42. Let's begin this today. Luke chapter 10, verse 38 and 42. How do I get results? How do I get things to happen in my life? How do I operate in the supernatural, the spiritual things, and see it happen? Why is it that so many people always go back to the natural? It's because they don't really trust the supernatural, because they don't know really how to make it work or how to do what needs to be done. Look at verse 38. This is a story you can relate with. Now, it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And so Jesus is, you know, coming there. Martha is very aware that they're coming, so they're preparing their home to receive them, food and relaxation and all that. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and what? Heard his word. Heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Don't you care that she's leaving all of the work into my hands? He said, bid her, therefore, that she help me. Next verse. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. How many of you can relate to that? You're careful, you're full of care about many things. There are a lot of things going on in your life, a lot of things going on in your mind. You're focused on how I'm going to pay the rent, all my money spent, I ain't got no job, you know, a little bit to buy some food, the baby need a pair of shoes, or, you know. And he says, but one thing is needful. What a powerful statement. Jesus says, one thing is needful. in the midst of all of these things that are going on, in the midst of things that are going on around you that you're concerned about, in the midst of things that are happening in your life that you're trying to figure out, I need some help on. I mean, you know, Jesus says there's only one thing that's needful. And so how do I deal with everything that's going on in my life right now? How do I deal with the prospect of me not having a job? How do I deal with my children? How do I deal with my finances? How do I pay my bills? And Jesus says, one thing is needful. Well, I don't know about you, but I certainly want to know what that one thing is. Because if that one thing is what I need, then praise God, tell me what it is. He says, one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Well, what did Mary choose? She chose to sit and hear the word. She chose to listen to Jesus. She chose to sit at his feet and hear his word. Basically, Jesus is saying, we are worried about a whole lot of things, but what we need to choose is the word. As if I choose this one needful thing, all these other things are going to be taken care of. Somebody says, oh, I don't want to hear this, honey. That's the deal. You got a right to choose. You have a right to choose to try to figure out how to do it your own way or listen to Jesus. And Jesus says, here's what you need. You need the word. Every household needs the word. Every city, every state, every nation on the planet needs the word. And Jesus is saying, if you will choose to sit and hear and choose my word, my God, he says all these other things are going to fall in line. How powerful is this? You know, right here, here's Jesus saying to a woman to give your attention to the world, the word, Martha. Give your attention to the word. Mary is, she's chosen the needful thing. You need the word. You need the word. You're hearing all other opinions and you're hearing everybody else's word. You need the word of Jesus. Now look at Proverbs chapter 4, 20 through 27. Proverbs 4, 20 through 27. You need the word. What are you giving your attention to? Are you giving your attention to the chaos? Are you giving your attention to the trouble? Are you giving your attention to the pandemic? Are you giving your attention to the fear? What are you giving your attention to? Well, let's pay attention to Jesus. Let's get in his word. Let's find out what we should be giving our attention to. He said to Martha, you should be giving your attention to what Mary's giving her attention to. So what does he say here in Proverbs 4:20? He says, my son, attend to my words. Wow. Attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. So here Jesus is saying, again, give your attention to my word. Give your attention to my word. There's obviously something that can take place in our lives when we give our attention to the word. And you know, we've gone to churches and we've done, you know, people are just like, oh, well, I'm just tired of the whole thing. I tried that. I used to go to church. I used to do that. But how much attention was given to the word? Even in the church you used to attend. How much of the word got your attention when you left church? How much of the word gets your attention when you get up in the morning or when you face trouble? What did Jesus have to say about it? What does the word have to say about it? What are you programming in your mind? What are you taking through your eyes and your ears? He says, let them words not depart from your eyes. There's got to be a reason why. Keep them in the midst of your heart. There's got to be a reason why. Keep the word in the midst of your heart. Why in the world does God want me to get the word in my heart? Verse 22, he says, for they, those words, are life. They're life unto those that find them, and their health. The word of God is health. The word of God is health to your flesh. So the word of God not only will be something that will help us in all of these weird situations, but it will also bring health to your flesh. The word of God. Come on, watch this. Keep thy heart with all diligence. Why? For out of your heart are the issues of life. Now he's telling me that your heart is kind of like soil. If you put the word in your heart, it'll grow the issues of life. In fact, words are seeds, and or like seeds. And when you put that word in your heart, it will grow the issue of that word that went in. The issue of life comes out of a man's heart. He said, put away from thee a froward or disobedient mouth. He said, watch your mouth and perverse lips. Put far from thee. Watch your mouth, because you can hear what you say. 25. Let your eyes look right on, and let your eyelids look straight before thee. 26. Ponder, that's meditation. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let your ways be established. Let your ways be established in the word. 27. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left hand. Remove thy foot from evil. Man, this is strong. It's like God's trying to tell us something. That you're a Christian, you've made Jesus the Lord of your life, and you're experiencing, you know, things just as worse as the world. Some of us, not all of us, those of us who are doing this, oh my God, we are operating on a whole nother level. All right, now watch this. Look at Colossians 3:16. Colossians 3:16 says, the Bible talks about getting that word in us. Give attention to that word. Pay attention to that word. Get full of that word. Get that word in your heart. And look what he says in Colossians 3:16. He says, let the word of Christ dwell in you, how? Richly. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom. Let that word dwell in you richly, in all wisdom. See, if you hadn't, see, the instructions have been given. Three different places it's talking about, get that word, get that word, get that word. And we still don't get it. I don't want to get in that word. It makes me sleepy. I fall asleep. I don't know what it means. And yet it is something that will change your life, change your circumstances, change your situation, change your focus. Why? Why is he pushing the word so much? Well, let's go see. Mark chapter 4, and I'm going to read, probably teach the whole chapter. I've got lots to talk about. I won't finish this sermon today. I got to get the answer to you about why is this word so important. Why is getting this word so important? It's just a book. It's not just a book. It's the word that was inspired by God to men. Men were inspired to write it. Holy men were inspired to write it down. And I know there are people that are against the word of God because they say it was that Bible that was responsible for slavery. No, it was bad teaching. It was men that used the Bible in a manipulative, wrong way and taught heresy to people, and they believed it, and they were made to believe it. There's nothing wrong with the word of God when it's taught properly. But boy, when a false prophet gets it, or when people try to teach the word from the basis of mammon. See, back in those days of slavery, that man would teach that Bible to motivate slaves to serve them because their money was on the line. And so it was manipulated, and it was taken out of context. And it was taught wrong, and they believed wrong, and submitted themselves to oppression and slavery because somebody mishandled the word of God. That's why it's got to be handled properly. That's why it's got to be rightly divided. That's why it's full of power and full of strength, praise God. Now look what he says in verse 1. And he began again, Mark chapter 4, verse 1. And he began again to teach by the seaside, Jesus. So Jesus is in the boat teaching, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship, and he sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. Jesus in the water teaching. He's in a boat or in a ship in the water teaching to those on the land. Now, verse 2. And he taught them many things by parables. So Jesus taught by using illustrations, real life illustrations. And he said unto them in his doctrine or in his teaching. So here's what he said in his teaching that day. He said, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. So he's using the illustration of a farmer going out to sow some seed. Verse 4. And it came to pass, as he sowed, Some of the seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it. And some of the seed fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some of the seed fell on thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. Verse 8. And others fell on good ground and did yield fruit that sprang up, increased, and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Or in other words, he that has perception, he that can perceive what this illustration is about, there's awesome things that will happen to them. Now remember in Genesis chapter 8, 22, Genesis chapter 8, 22, he says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. While the earth remains, it shall not cease. Now, I've just read to you where Jesus in this illustration was literally talking about four different types of ground. He talks about four different types of soils, four kinds of soils. Here, he's speaking of four kinds of hearts. So he's comparing the four types of soils to the four kinds of hearts of man. You have the hard heart. That's the first soil. You see the activity of Satan. You have the hollow heart. That's the second soil. You see the activity of the flesh. Then you have the half hearts. That's the third soil. That's the activity of the world. And then you have a whole heart. Now, basically what he is saying here is you can't take seed and put it in the ground and not have anything to cover it up. You can't take seed, put it in the ground, and it's shallow. The birds of the air come and eat it. In other words, he said the seed, whether it's going to be successful of growing or not, is going to be based on the type of soil that the seed was put in. Seed has to be put in the soil in order to grow. Seed's got to be put in the soil a certain way in order to grow. You see, your heart is equal to the soil. And the Word of God is equal to the seed. What he is saying is, if you'll take the Word of God, put it in the soil of your heart, it'll bring forth the harvest. So let's say you're sick and you need healing. He says, go get you some Word of God and some promises on healing. With his stripes you are healed. By his stripes you were healed. He says, now take that, put it in your mouth, put it in your eyes, put it in your ears, get it in your heart, that's the soil, and then take care of it like you would natural seed. Water it, spend time with it, keep the weeds out. And he says, if you'll do that, just like the apple seed will give birth to an apple tree, the word seed of healing will give birth to healing. You can have authority in this earth if you'll know how to use this authority. And lots of Christians don't know how to use this authority. That's why when things happen in my life, I go and find out what the Word has to say. I stick with the Word. I watch it. I meditate on it. I ponder it. I stick it in my heart. And it grows up. It shows up. It's manifested.
In today's busy and distracting world, many of us attempt to make sense of chaos to no avail. We give our attention to many different things instead of giving attention to the Word of God. Creflo Dollar teaches that the Word of God is what every Christian needs to win in this spiritual war with his powerful new three-message series, The Needful Thing. Hurry and claim your copy of this vital resource for only $20.
I have the seed. I have the word of God. I have the promise of God. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to hold to it. I'm going to stand with it. And persecution is coming to try to get my seed. And you say, I'm not going to let you get my seed. Don't let negative emotions take your seed. Don't let trouble take your seed. Don't let the pandemic take your seed.
Get your own revelation about the benefits of trusting a faithful God by adding the How Do I Trust God mini book to your purchase today and get both for just $25.
I think you would be amazed at what Creflo Dollar Ministry does every day around the world. Testimonies come in from all over about the impact we have. And I wish you could see the kids we feed. Their lives are changed and impacted for the better because of you, our givers. The seeds you sow into this ministry make a mark that that can never be erased. And I want to thank you so much for your financial contributions into the kingdom of God and into this ministry.
If God has placed it on your heart to support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CreflowDollarMinistries.org. God bless you.
Creflo and Taffy Dollar love connecting with you. And here at World Changers, we understand the importance of using technology to do just that. We're constantly working to bring the gospel of Christ to thousands of viewers and followers around the world. And we want you to get involved. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. We want to make the word of grace available throughout every voice of social media.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe.
Thanks so much for tuning in to today's podcast. If you'd like to support our ministry, you can text World Changers, space and the amount, to 74483 or visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org/giving. You can also make a contribution by phone by dialing toll-free 866-477-7683. We appreciate your support as we continue to help people understand grace and empower them to change.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Such a powerful, glorious, blessed message that we have truly received, and we can apply it right here and right now. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the messenger. Thank you for using him for your glory. Thank you for using World Changers Church International, and thank you for using this broadcast once again. We are ever so grateful every time we get the opportunity to hear a word from the Lord and receive it. Oh, Heavenly Father, I just can't thank you enough. I really could just do this all day and all night. And I just totally understood the message today, the needful thing, because that's all that we really need is time with you, one-on-one. That individual personal relationship, that conversation, that dialogue, that trust, that bond, that oneness, that willingness, you know, to yield to whatever is your will. I just, again, so grateful. So thank you for everything, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Well, as I said in my prayer, I'm so always so blessed, Pastor Creflo, He has just a wonderful, unique, and gracious way. I know it's grace. It's just grace upon grace upon grace, because he just has a very unique style and way to bring the message. And I really believe that he takes his time and asks the Lord how he wants him to deliver it. You know, you can take a word and you can deliver it a million different ways, and it just fall on deaf ears. But I'm so grateful that my ears are not deaf. I hear what thus saith the Lord. I receive it, and I apply it according to his will, his way, and his timing. So once again, I'm just grateful, and I know that if you all keep coming back, that you're grateful too, and you're receiving the blessings of the Lord just as I am. Let us continue to pray for peace in Jerusalem. Let's continue to pray for our world in general, those who are in authority over us. Let's pray for those who have not received the grace gospel, and let us continue to do as much as we can to get this message all across the world as often as possible, because we know the time is running out. So as Heavenly Father says in his word, we gotta do it while it's still day, because when the nighttime comes, that'll be it. So thank you, Heavenly Father, for, you know, the two messages a day. I'm enjoying it, and Lord willing, we will come back tomorrow at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, and Lord willing, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is 11 p.m. Eastern, and for the one in the afternoon, 6 p.m. Eastern. So I pray that you will just continue to be blessed and receive God's holy word as often as you can as well. Thank you so much for everything, for listening and for coming back. And thank you, Heavenly Father, that your word goes forth and cannot come back empty. Once again, may his grace, his love, his peace, his mercy, his joy, his faithfulness, his everything be with each and every one of you. God bless you. God keep you. Take care. Bye-bye.